Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Another great week in the market. We had the Dow and the S&P hit all-time highs. Dow closed at 38,109, up 0.6% for the week. S&P 500 rolling on, up 40, closed at 48.91, 1.1% for the week. NASDAQ up a little bit, 0.09, 15,455. And you remember last week we were talking about international? MSCI EAFE up 1.5% for the week. So it was the big one. Oh, sorry. Oil actually eclipsed it. But EAFE, 22.11. The 10-year flat for the week, 4.14%. Why do you think that is? Get to that in a minute. Oil up 6.6% for the week. $78.12 a barrel, up 9% year to date. Talk about a little volatility in the Middle East to drive a commodity. All right, so what's going on? Let's look at the hard versus soft landing scorecard. This has to do with the economy and whether or not we're on our way to higher markets or lower markets. That's the question I got this week. Should I keep adding money to this market? Well, you know, the hard versus soft landing scoreboard that we talk about each month, we look at all the different indicators to see where the market's going. Give us some idea. Well, this is important because if the economic data starts to point towards a hard landing, the Fed can't, in my opinion, help the market out anymore because it's already pivoted. The market's already pivoted, expecting this aggressive rate cut that the market thinks the Fed's going to do in March, just around the corner. So that leaves the market vulnerable. What does it mean practically? Well, if we get a growth scare, which means, say, the data isn't good as we've been seeing lately, it rolls over and investors agree, if you will, that a hard landing is likely, then we could see the market pull back, again, S&P 500 pull back about 5%. And if a hard landing becomes the most likely expectation, then get ready for a correction, 10 to 20%. So as you know, we look at several indicators, and of the big three monthly economic reports that we just saw these past few weeks, we just got one this past week, only one of them right now is flashing that we're looking at a hard landing. And it's not strange for the ISM, manufacturing PMI index, to drop below 50 and signal that if it goes below 50 that we're pulling back when interest rates rise. But even when that happens, as it has for the past year, it doesn't mean that there's a broad economic slowdown because we've seen this market continue to charge on. But remember, it's just not normal for this indicator to drop below 50. And we haven't really seen that since the pandemic. So for this to continue on is a little bit disturbing. And as you know, the ISM service, we talked about this back in November, dropped to the lowest level we've seen since May, and it is pretty close to 50. So remember, if that indicator falls below 50 for a few months in a row, that usually is a clear negative economic signal that signals a hard landing could be coming. So it's sort of like, you know, with simulation, so you can see what's out there in the future. And that's one of the factors we look at. Now, of the other ones, the business spending still remains pretty stable. The employment indicators right now overall still are not really softening overall. And the overall job market remains both strong and tight, as we've been talking about. And this past week we saw, and I'm sure you heard about it, it was all over the media, but I want to clear it up a little bit. Fourth quarter GDP, that's inflation. And everyone was talking about how great it was. The number came in at 3.3%. Estimates were around 2%. Remember last week I said I wouldn't be surprised around 2. But here's what's interesting about this. This number looks at inventories. And inventories account for a third of that number. So if we strip away a third of 3.3, what do you end up with? That's right, a little bit over 2. Isn't that wild? So I like to focus on earnings of companies. So what companies talk about, how they're doing, what's going on, give us some forecast. I prefer to look at that as a sign of the economy instead of inventories or GDP. GDP is important because it's a gauge of inflation. But remember, if they stuff it full of inventory, that doesn't really mean much because it could get drawn down. It might not. The other information came out this week, which again, I'm interested in, is 3M. You know who 3M is. We buy their stuff. I'm sure when you go to the store, if you buy tape or anything like that, you see it says 3M on it. So they, and also another financial institution called Synchrony Financial Bank, these guys issue a lot of credit cards. Both companies were saying out there that they're noticing people are paying their bills late. Mm-hmm. So even though we're still buying stuff, if we're not paying for it on time because we don't have the money, it probably means you're floating check to check. So what does that mean? It means that growth is starting to lose momentum. It's slowing down. And that's the best indicator I have of a problem maybe in the future. So the question came in, do we chase the market from here? And again, this is S&P. I'm going to say no. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean I think that this rally can't continue. And I say that because for the second straight week, the actual news has been overall, that's why I'm pointing this out, more bad than good. If you really look at it, the data, I know you haven't heard it in the media because it's been such a great week, but I'm here to help you. So stocks rallied, even though, because you heard the numbers when I started. Stocks rallied. S&P keeps going. It's not pricing in any slowing down, which just ignores what 3M and this bank just said. And it's also, this market is lacking. I don't see anything out there that's a material upside catalyst. And I'm not going to go there with elections, but it is an election year. Depending how you look at that, it could either help or hurt the market, right? Maybe, but is that really enough to propel it that much higher? I don't know. So the best reason I can give anyone, like this fellow who asked me this question, Jeff, thanks for asking the question, for why stocks would rally is simply because, wait for it, it's the status quo. And it's the path of least resistance. And higher prices beget higher prices. It's not the first time we've seen this in markets until something negative actually happens. And let's face it, there's some negative things out there that can happen just out of nowhere. The shoe falls. So it's possible the S&P could rally to 5,000. But I'm just not a big fan of buying stocks just because. And again, we're talking about S&P 500. Next week, all attention's going to shift to the Fed, January 31st. So we'll see what happens.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.